What an amazing afternoon. I mean, we were just chatting to Laura Wolbarts, who said maiden overs don't happen too often in T20 cricket, but have a double wicket maiden. Congratulations. Just talk us through what happened out there.
It came as a surprise to me as well. I was just bowling the board, putting it on the right spot, and the wicket, like I said, the wickets came as a surprise to me, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it was a great afternoon too, wasn't it? This team's going so well and you're bowling beautifully. How have you enjoyed the season?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it, and my team has been backing me up as well. When I do my mistakes, they still back me up, and it's been a good season for me so far.
It must be pretty hard too, as a slow bowler, batters come after you, they try and target you. How do you deal with the pressure of every time you come on to bowl, you're under attack?
Oh, mate, it used to be my worry my first 3 games, I reckon. But now it's just bowling the ball, put the ball on where you want, and then the rest will take care of itself, really.
Is this as much as you enjoying your cricket? We heard you talk at Glenelg about your amazing story coming to Australia and playing. Now you're doing so well for the Strikers. How much are you enjoying what's happening at the moment?
I'm enjoying it really well. And like I always say, it's a dream come true. And it's something that I've been praying for all the time and wishing for. And thank God for just having all this opportunity coming now.
Well, your teammates love playing with you. The crowd's been around you. They love celebrating wickets with you. Thanks for chatting with us. Congratulations on a great day personally and for the team too.
Cheers, mate. Hopefully we'll keep on doing well. Yep.